All right, let's get straight into this, Lou, because this is very, very important. I'm about to revolutionise power on the border. So I've come up with a great idea, right?
Right.
And I headed up to Culcairn to try and win over the locals. Oh. Have a listen.
You work here, but you don't live here.
No, I live in Albury.
Oh, well, this is perfect, perfect. See, I've got to win over people to my idea, right? See, the silo's just
yes.
over there.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, let's build just a little nuclear power plant just for our area, just for the border region in general. It'll mean power prices will hit rock bottom just for us. And then, and the jobs, there'd be like 500 jobs here for people working in my little power plant. But I've just got to win over the locals. What do you think?
I reckon it's a great idea, isn't it? Australia needs to go nuclear.
Now, here's the thing. People have been going, oh, what about the waste? So this is my idea. You put the waste in a rocket and then you fly it up into space and just let it...
Fly around up there?
Yeah, just go past Pluto and bugger off out into the...
It'll just keep going. Won't bother us.
Hey, do you mind, if I'm the CEO, could you be my general manager?
Certainly would.
See, you can see the positivity there, Lou.
Yes.
After that, I was, as you can imagine, I was just so happy about the positive reaction.
Oh, I can only imagine your glee.
And yes, I believe we should go nuclear, and I think...
We should say you believe this.
Yeah, this is the best idea I've ever come up with. Remember, I was chatting to Susan Lee about it, and she half agreed.
She actually didn't mind the idea either.
So we go nuclear, we build a nuclear power plant, and I thought the best place is Culcairn. So I went there yesterday to win over the locals, and here I am in the butcher.
You know, everyone's talking about cheap power. Like, we've got to have good, cheap power. Power prices going through the roof, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so work with me on this. Don't just dismiss this out of hand. I was thinking, let's go nuclear, right? And then I thought, where's the best place to put the nuclear power station? And then I thought, bloody silos in Culcairn. We just build the nuclear power plant in the silos. What do we think?
Too close to my house.
That means the power will be even cheaper for you.
Well, that sounds all right, yeah.
Now, would you consider working at a nuclear power plant if they, you know, gave you heaps of money?
If the pay was good, yes.
So, I mean, you're looking favourably on this idea, aren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say no yet.
Your only concern would be, obviously, that it'll blow up and wipe out Culcairn, right?
Yes, that would be a problem.
Okay, what do you think about a cheap nuclear power plant where the silo is, that does nothing, right? Cheap power, your energy prices would hit rock bottom. You'd probably pay, how much do you pay for your power at the moment?
Oh, too much.
Too much. So let's say we, a quarter of that, right? And all the jobs, everyone would come to Culcairn to work in the nuclear.
Nice.
Imagine the people rocking up to your IGA.
It'd be nice, yeah.
So you're saying yes, basically.
Maybe.
Yeah, you could even work there. I'd run it and I'd hire you totally because we'd probably have a lunch stop for the workers because there'd be like 500 people in town.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Maybe.
All right, okay, so I've got to work a little bit more on the communication just to get people to agree with it. But
yeah,
from what I understand...
More information.
Yeah, but you're not dismissing it out of hand.
No, not at all.
So I'm in the council office. I've got to win people over to my awesome idea. What's your name?
My name's Emily.
All right, Emily. So would you be happy with a nuclear power plant where the silos are?
Well, since I live in Henty, 100% let's put it in Culcairn.
Oh, so you don't care as long as it's not in Henty. It's a great idea. I mean, you could be employed there. You could be in the office.
I could. I could do the customer service there.
What do you pay for this job? 50 grand? 60 grand?
Oh, gosh, I wish.
They'd pay you 80 grand. 80 grand. I'd probably be the boss, you see. I'll pay you 80 grand to come and work with me over at the nuclear power plant. Are you in?
Oh, I might get sacked from this job, but sure.
Yes. Yes. I'm already getting staff from the council. This is awesome. See you in the office in 3 months. No, it might take 6 months to build. So there we go, Lou.
Getting council workers, they know infrastructure.
How positive.
It's very positive, although I'd just like to say to that young lady that, look, she lives in Henty. Look, if there is any nuclear fallout, I have a feeling it will probably blow to Henty from Culcairn anyway. It's not that far.
Depends on the wind direction. Could head straight to Holbrook.
Sure. Look, it could. I don't know that it's such a great idea, but, you know.
Let me work
cheap power, easy way to win people over, Matt.